You're listening to SBS News.
The Australasian Muslim Times is flourishing after its relaunch in 2014. Mobina Ahmed is the managing editor of the monthly newspaper. She says it receives a consistent stream of advertising revenue.
It took some time to get people to really trust in the platform. And then once it did, we had a pouring in of advertising from organisations, businesses, Muslim organisations, non-Muslim organisations, government, and even messages from police. And it's been quite reassuring and encouraging that people see our influence.
Written by volunteers and packed by schoolchildren, it's one of many community newspapers bucking the trend.
Catering to the community, having an understanding of how people like to engage with our content, we do see that there is an importance in having a print version. That's, you know, it's a lot more substantial. People want to open the newspaper and see themselves visually represented. The newspaper is quite high quality content. It's got beautiful images.
A strong digital strategy has been key to its success, as well as providing a range of perspectives. 50% of its readers aren't Muslim. Osman Karolia says the differing opinions make it an enticing read for consumers.
I love the fact that it's a Muslim newspaper, but it's got contributors from the Jewish community, it's got contributors from other faith communities, Christianity, the Hindu community. So you're not just hearing an insular voice on the Muslim opinion on others, you're getting other people to explain, to have a voice and to have a say. And that's fantastic. Why should I have to have a person like me from my background, with my faith background, telling me issues in the Jewish community or the Jewish faith? I love the fact we can have someone from that community explain things from their perspective. That creates understanding.
But other ethnic papers have a different strategy. Il Globo and La Fiamma have serviced Australia's Italian community for more than half a century. 100,000 copies of the bi-weekly newspaper are distributed nationwide every 7 days. Deputy editor Marco Patavino says loyal readership has led to consistent support from advertisers.
We are a niche newspaper. We have all Italian readers, obviously. Probably this is our power. This is our main position. That's why probably we are still alive and we are able to survive even in this difficult economic environment.
Multicultural newspapers continue to provide a point of difference in the Australian media. That's the view of Australia's former Race Discrimination Commissioner, Tim Soppomisan.
We simply don't see the diversity that we have in our streets, in our neighbourhoods, in our schools, in our workplaces, on the pages of our major newspapers or on the screens of our major television screens.